In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
So Simon Peter and James and John and Andrew, they had something in common. They thought they knew how to fish. The four of them were professional fishermen from a long family line of fishermen. Their dads were fishermen. Their dads were fishermen. When you're a fisherman in a family of fishermen, you catch fish or you starve. You're homeless. Creditors, the tax man, will come take your house if you don't catch enough fish to sell and pay your bills. So Simon Peter and his colleagues knew the ins and outs of fishing. They knew the best fishing spots, employed the best techniques. They had the best equipment of the day. Their knowledge was superior, and they knew what they were doing. Or so they thought. Jesus stumbles on this ragged group on a beautiful morning after Simon, Peter, and crew had a bad night of fishing. While they're cleaning their nets, Jesus borrows one of their boats to teach from, so the little crowd that had gathered could hear him better. You know, sound carries much better over water. When Jesus is done offering his life-giving words, he turns to Simon Peter and tells him, it's time to do some real fishing. Simon's a little indignant about this instruction. Who is this outsider telling me, a fisherman among fishermen, how to fish? And today, of all days, I am not in the mood for a wise apple. Simon Peter says, we have been out all night and caught nothing. Now, I don't know if Simon Peter means literally nothing, or if it's one of those figures of speech, meaning maybe I caught a couple of dinky little fish, but nothing to support my business and my family. But either way, Jesus had said something interesting. He had said, do something different. Do something different. Let go of all your professional expertise. Let go of what you think you know and launch out into the deep. Go where you haven't gone before. I'll show you myself, Jesus says. I'll show you where. Go deeper than your professional knowledge is willing to take you. And in one of the wiser moments in his life, Peter lets go. He lets go of his indignance. He lets go of his self-assured attitude, and he agrees to give the Savior's way a try. At your word, Simon Peter says, I'll let down my net into the deep. And we all know what happens. The biggest catch of fish in Simon's life. More fish than he and his family could possibly eat. More fish than he probably knew what to do with. There probably weren't enough buyers to buy all that fish. And then right there on the spot, Jesus reveals to Simon Peter that this catch of fish has very little to do with fish. It was a metaphor. It was a sign, first, of Simon Peter's upcoming role as an apostle who would be bringing people into the net of faith. And it wasn't going to happen by following the old prescriptions of the old religious law any more than those fish were caught with professional techniques. People will only be drawn into the net of faith by something eternally new, by something alive, by something mysterious, by something deep, deeper than they ever dreamed possible, and beyond anything that they could discover through earthly means, including religious law. This depth is only found through an experience of the Son of God, a tangible encounter with a boundless love of Jesus Christ. Jesus is saying to Simon Peter and his colleagues, the old religious ways do not work. They don't inspire and they don't save. Only my love, Jesus is saying, only the depth of my love can truly touch and heal the human heart. Only my love has the power to draw people into the net of real faith. Only my love begets authentic love in others. Only an experience of my love gives life. And second, like so many stories and events from the Gospels, this great catch of fish has yet another layer of meaning that calls to your own heart for you. St. Theophylax says that the net represents the gospel itself. And letting down this net, letting down this gospel more deeply, is an invitation to allow the simplicity of the gospel to find a place in the depth of your own heart. Isn't that beautiful? The simplicity of the gospel to find depth in your own heart. Each of us is invited by Jesus to allow the love of the gospel, especially in its simplicity, a childlike simplicity, to find a place in the depth of our being. Now, one of the great lessons of this miracle is when the nets are let down into the deep, it means us. It means you, your heart. God's divinity can be discovered within your deepest places. Now, here's the hard part of making this discovery. Remember, Simon Peter thought he knew everything there was to know about fishing, and he had to let it go. He had to let it go. It wasn't working. And Jesus said, we're going to a different place, a different time of day, a different depth, and from John's gospel, even a different side of the boat. And if I want to encounter the divine presence in the depth of my own heart, there's a lot of my own stuff I have to let go of. Things I thought I knew about faith. Things I thought I knew about prayer. Things I thought I knew about love. Things I thought I knew about theology. Things I thought I knew about God. Any area in the spiritual life where I feel the least bit of certainty or worse, expertise, like Simon Peter with his fishing knowledge, I am invited to gently set that aside in order to have a deeper encounter with God. Now, someone might ask, wait, just a second. Does that mean all my spiritual practices and knowledge were wrong all along? Well, no, of course not. Peter's fishing knowledge was good stuff. He even used some of those skills in the great catch of fish. Jesus worked with what Peter knew. It's not that your theology or practices are bad necessarily. Well, some might be, I don't know. But certainly not all. Most are very, very good. It's that they're so small. Our theology and our practices are so small. They're so inadequate compared to what God is inviting us to. To the depth possible within you. You and I are made for boundless light. It's the attempt to keep God inside an imagined box inside my head. Even a religious box, or you might say even a church-shaped box. It's that attempt that prevents me from experiencing a miraculously deeper encounter with God. It's what I have preconceived that doesn't work. But letting go of my preconceived ideas and opening my heart to the depth of love that I never thought possible, that's where grace happens. That's where I can actually experience the divine presence and, dare I say, partake of the divine nature. Simon Peter fished all night with his knowledge and expertise and caught absolutely nothing. Jesus says, let go of that knowledge and try something different. Launch out into the deep and just see what happens. Amen.